Hi, everyone. This is Virtual Saguaro. Thanks for listening in today. Today happens to be Tuesday, the 15th of October, and we've got a real treat for you today. I happened to find an audio recording produced in 1999 who was interviewing a lady named Geneva Tisdale, who was working at the Woolworths counter in Greensboro, North Carolina, during the Great Segregation times. Listen in as the reenactment takes place with her actual voice of what was taking place. Hope you enjoy it. Remember, if you'd like to see more information about the Woolworths counter and some pictures from the Smithsonian, please drop by on the website, www.virtualsaguaro.com, and you'll find a lot more information. Let's listen in now.
The luncheonette at Woolworths in downtown Greensboro takes up the back corner of the store, hemmed in by racks of mops and brooms. A single straight lunch counter runs along one wall, a series of horseshoe-shaped counters along the other. It is lunchtime, and the place is packed. Customers sit shoulder to shoulder on swivel chairs. A sign with the day's special swings from gold chains over the takeout counter, liver and onions, $2.99. Near this sign, behind a counter, stands a woman at a chopping board. She works quickly, making sandwiches, slicing tomatoes. There is a no-nonsense air about her. She rarely looks up.
I put myself in my work. Always have.
Geneva Tisdale has worked at this lunch counter now for more than four decades. You would not think it looking at her. Geneva Tisdale's face is smooth. There's not a hint of gray in her hair.
I started off as a fountain girl.
Geneva Tisdale was 19 years old when the luncheonette manager gave her a job at this counter.
If she needed a glass washer, I washed glasses. If the sandwich board girl quit, she'd put me in a sandwich board, so I'd been around.
Geneva Tisdale was around in the days when African Americans were allowed to cook, clean, and wash dishes here, but were not allowed to serve food. All of the waitresses and all of the customers were white. There were no signs prohibiting blacks from eating at the lunch counter, she says. Everyone just knew. The policy went unchallenged until February 1st, 1960, when four freshmen from the Agricultural and Technical College of North Carolina sat down at this counter. Geneva Tisdale was working that day.
At first I said it was somebody being funny. I remember passing, and I saw them sitting there, and I kept walking. But then every time somebody would pass by them, they would ask if they could be served. They wanted to ask for a piece of pie and a cup of coffee. And everybody passed by them and just told them that they couldn't serve them. So that made me kind of nervous, and I went on back to the back, and I stayed back there.
At the time, Geneva Tisdale was pregnant with her third child and was sent home to wait out the sit-ins. The protest grew quickly. On the second day, there were 28 students sitting at the counter. On the third, there were 60, occupying all of the luncheonette seats all day. By the sixth day, there were 1,000 demonstrators in this Woolworths. The management decided to close the counter down. It reopened 2 weeks later, still segregated. The students and Woolworths negotiated for 5 months until the store finally announced in July that there would be a change in policy. Geneva Tisdale says that she and two of her co-workers in the kitchen were chosen to be the first African Americans to eat at the lunch counter. On July 25, 1960, Geneva Tisdale was told to come to work in her uniform, but to bring along a change of clothes. It was around noon, she says, that the luncheonette manager came over and told her and her co-workers what to do.
She said, now you all go up, get dressed, walk around in the store like you're a customer shopping. She said, have your big bag and all. She said, walk around like you're shopping, then come on over to the counter. And she told us where to sit. So we all did. She said, now, if you don't want your pictures in the paper, order something that you can eat real quick. Because when the word gets out, she said, the newspaper people will be in here. I ordered an egg salad sandwich. And I swallowed it. It took me about 5 minutes, I'm sure, no more than 10. And when we finished, we got up and left. And she said, go back upstairs, change back into your uniform, come back down and go to work, and let's see what happens. So we done that. And sure enough, it wasn't long before the photographer and all was in. People start crowding in, and they didn't know it was us. We were the first.
That was more than 30 years ago, and Geneva Tisdale says that she has not had a meal at this Woolworths counter since then. It was her wish to one day retire and come back with her grandchildren to eat.
To sit at the counter and be served. That's what I was hoping for.
But early last week, the store manager informed her that the Woolworths lunch counter would be closing today. Geneva Tisdale says that she is still in shock. She will miss working here, but she knows that her job is far from perfect. after more than 42 continuous years of hard work behind this counter, after more than 42 years of dedicated service to the F.W. Woolworth Company. Her hourly wage?
$5.50.
This salary, Geneva Tisdale says, speaks to what has not changed since four young men occupied this historic lunch counter in a watershed moment of the civil rights movement 33 years ago.
I feel like sometime if a white person had this job, that person would get paid more than me, just because the color of the skin.
The Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina, closed down this afternoon. On Monday, Geneva Tisdale will be moved out onto the floor of the store and will work there until it closes in early January. For National Public Radio, I'm David Isay.
The full details of that podcast can be found on the NPR site, www.soundportraits.com. The speaker was David Isay. Hope you enjoyed listening today.